Matheson, an early morning phone call, felt like Christmas, for Barb Cornthwaite. She's been leading the efforts to save the historic Matheson train station from demolition. While it seemed the friends of the Matheson railway station's efforts were running out of steam, Cornthwaite received word from the Ontario Northland Transportation Commission, ONTC, on Tuesday that there's a 30-day demolition pause. It gives time for local advocates to develop a viable plan to preserve the building. It really felt like Christmas, Cornthwaite told Timmins today. Friends of the Matheson Railway Station has been working to delay or stop the demolition. They now have until late February to present a detailed proposal to Black River Matheson Town Council outlining how they plan to save and repurpose the structure. Built in 1916, the train station is slated for demolition early this year as part of Ontario Northland Railway's, ONR, efforts to reinstate the Northlander passenger rail service. The station located at 385 Railway Street is set to be replaced by a modern transit shelter. See, efforts to save Matheson Station running out of steam. Related. Community rallying to save Matheson train station. The community group talked to Black River Matheson Town Council at its meeting on Tuesday, January 28. We're supporting the group to try and save the station, said Mayor Dave Diamond during the meeting. If you come up with a plan and it's feasible, then it's yours. With just less than a month to present a plan and secure funding, the group is shifting focus to financial backing. We've been given 30 days to come up with a plan and the financing for it, Cornthwaite said. Everything has to happen in these next 30 days, all the different aspects of chasing down the financing and grants and things. See, fight to save Matheson train station gets boost of confidence. Cornthwaite is actively reaching out to local mines and businesses for financial support. They're also working on becoming a not-for-profit organization to apply for charitable status and seek funding. On Monday, February 3, the group is holding a community brainstorming session at the library, called All Aboard, to gather input and ideas for the station's future use. One of the most popular proposals so far is converting the station into a museum, Cornthwaite said.